Hi. Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents Power Playthroughs podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. And what are we gonna play today? Let's see. Let's check out Risky Woods. This is a Cubite Classic release. Risky Woods. Cubite's been doing these where they re-release older games that aren't necessarily cult classics, but I don't know. It's a cool program to re-release older games. And this one, I believe, if I remember right, is beat 'em up-ish in nature. We'll take a look. I was sent this, you know, provided code, all that stuff. Yeah. Cubite Classics, it says. From Pico. Risky Woods. There's a big dragon bat monster thing, maybe? Press Z and R. No, press the trigger buttons to open the menu, it's saying. Okay. Options. Filter smooth, sharp, CRT, XBR. CRT, obviously. Screen mode, normal fit stretch, we'll leave it on normal. Okay. And it says start game, but it's looking like I can choose, because on the right it says Risky Woods, 16-bit, Risky Woods, release 1992, players 1, platform 16-bit. But there's not, like, options to switch there, so I don't know what that was about. Risky Woods, whoa, that's an intense CRT filter. Options, we got music and sound. We're going to hit start. Okay, A button? Okay, stage one, where an angel? A Greek guy in a cape? We're in a with a staff? We can throw knives? There's some skeletons? There's harpies, maybe? Some sort of flying demonic creature? Okay. I only seem to have a ranged attack. Whoa! Did I die? I just floated up in the air. Did something kill me? There's a bag here. Oh, I hit the bag to get coins to pop out. But of course, that let enemies hit me. There's medallions that fall. Oh, I have to press A to pick up the medallions. So they fall from enemies, but then I have to tap A to pick them up? No? No, that's not picking them up. I don't know how to pick up the medallions. I can see down on my bar at the bottom that there's a counter for medallions. Oh! Somehow I just got one. And now I got two. Now I got three. Oh, do I have to press down when I'm standing over one? I think that's maybe what I did. Of course, now no one's dropping one, so I can't test that theory. Oh, man! A guy who shoots fire killed me. Some sort of gargoyle creature. Okay. Yes, pressing down collects a medallion. And when you get hit, you drop medallions. Is this a Sonic situation? Ooh, that guy dropped like a big wheel. I got a big wheel. And died? Maybe? But now, on my screen on the bottom, I have half of a big wheel. And there's a skull. And there's some arrows. So some pickups seem to kill me? Maybe? I don't quite understand what's happening with that. Whoa! Okay. A big rock just fell from the sky. How do I get across this gap now that the big rock knocked out the bridge? Okay. I don't know if that works. Oh, no. Oh, no! Another big rock! Game over. Well, rankings. Hey, I made it to 8 on the high score list. That's something. Let's try this again. Okay. Pick up the medallion thing. Okay. I know how to pick up medallions now, so that's already an improvement. Don't know what the medallions are for. but I know how to pick them up. Okay, treasure chest. Now it says I have life 3, and I picked up something that fell out of the treasure chest, and it, like, floats me up in the air with stars spinning all around me, and I think I lost some health, but I did not lose a life. So that's good, but why does it pick me up and make me respawn? Huh. Okay, here's another treasure chest. Pick up the skull. Pick up the cross. Pick up something, I can't tell what that was, and then pick up some arrows. All just gave me points. Okay. Huh. Oop! There's a fireball guy. Oh, I picked up a lightning bolt? And that made me float away? Why? Why did it do that? Whoa, what did I just do? What was that? I just did, like, an earth pound attack. How did I do that? I'm just pressing the same two buttons. I don't know why. I slam my staff into the ground, and it knocked people over. What? Now there's a statue in my way? Who's shaking his head at me? It's like a dragon statue? Standing on top of a circle. Whoa, okay, I pressed the A button and I threw the wheel I'd collected in. Oh, I'm playing Simon Says with a statue. Okay, we did it. All right, and I got a sword. Does that make my attacks more powerful? I don't know. Okay, jumping up here. Another treasure chest. We're just gonna pick up all the stuff. Don't know what any of it does. Oh, that one just made me fall over, and a bunch of time ran off of my clock, because this game does have a 4-minute clock that you're working with, and it, like, took a minute or two off my clock for reasons. Oh, whoops, fell down there. Oh man. Oh no, there's things popping. There's platforms I have to jump across and things that pop out of the holes, but the jump is like, you have to hit it just a little bit earlier than I think you do before you step off the edge. So I just kept stepping off the edge like a right fool. There's another one of those wheels up here. Okay, got that. So I have a full wheel now. So if I get to another dragon right there, I can throw the wheel in it. What? Down, up, up. There we go. Had to figure out how to get him to start playing Simon Says. I had to press A again. Oh man, it's all dark in here. Is this the end of the level? I broke a person out. Stage 1 completed. You failed to save all souls. Stage 1 not completed. You failed to save all souls. Wait, hang on. It started me over on stage 1. Wait. I'm back at the start of the level, and I have no extra lives. How did I fail to save all souls? What was I supposed to do? Oh, I died. Game over. Yep. Wait, I didn't even... Hang on. I didn't even make it on the high score thing that time? Aw, man. Game select. Hang on. Sure you want to leave? There's a game select? Huh. There's nothing else on the screen. Like, all I have is options and then start game. Shoulder buttons don't do anything. D-pad, analog stick. Hit start game. And I go straight into Risky Woods. Weird. I don't know what's going on with that part of it. Huh. Like I said, I think it's cool for older games to be preserved. Cubite basically just does re-releases, though. Perhaps an instruction manual included in the package might help me to know how I'm supposed to play this game, and why sometimes pick up... Oh, I just picked up an item, and it reset me to start level for reasons that I don't know. Anyway, that's Risky Woods. It is not a beat-em-up. I was wrong. It is some sort of a platformer. Where you apparently have to save all souls within a level, but I don't know what that means. And if I did, hey, then, oh, there was a balloon, but I didn't get to pick up the balloon. I don't know why there was a golden balloon with wings and a question mark on it, but I didn't get to pick it up because I picked up a different item that caused me to go back to a checkpoint for some reason. Thanks for listening, friends. Until next time, tap in and hope for the best. Oh no, the recorder won't stop.
The Power Playthroughs podcast is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably podcast network and Geek to Geek Media. Visit chortlepower.com to find more of my nonsense, links to both networks, and the Patreon where you can support the show.